Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is An Afterlife for Rosemary Lamb by Louise Woolhunter. Published by Ultimo Books in 2022, today's book is all about secrets, friendships, and broken women. Magpie Beach is a deserted, overgrown stretch of coast where there's no beach and no magpies. Meg stumbled across the area with her now dead husband, and they set up a squat hidden in the trees, living off-grid and off the land. Meg's husband died years ago, but she stayed, drifting through life swallowed up by her grief, basically as a hermit, except for her part-time job in the local library. Rosemary and her husband Eddie bought the land at Magpie Beach and set up a little house, but left Meg alone. Until one day Rosemary invites Meg to join her on her weekly Tuesday morning visits to the local cinema. Gradually, it becomes a weekly event, and the two women grow closer. A third woman lives in a secluded house on the point. Meg only knows her as the Englishwoman, and she too seems to prefer her privacy. Until one night, her husband appears on Meg's doorstep, confused and lost and obviously unwell. She returns him to the house and the Englishwoman, named Lily, also joins the cinema outings, and the three women become close. Meanwhile, a local girl goes missing from the town. Does this have any connection to Magpie Beach? And what are the dark secrets that Meg, Rosemary and Lily all seem to be hiding? And why have they all chosen to retreat from the world? An Afterlife for Rosemary Lamb is an original, beautifully poetic and well-written, extremely dark mystery set in tropical Queensland. This is not your average whodunit, but a rich, character-driven story with a wicked undercurrent. The three women are quite different, brought together by a love of movies, their loneliness, and a little stretch of secluded land. And all three have been shunned by society for one reason or another. Rosemary is the least hermit-like of the three, but she spent her whole life as an outsider. Born and bred in the local town, she didn't look like her brothers and sisters and has lived under a lifetime of gossip and ridicule over who her father might be. And yet Magpie Beach isn't far enough away for her, and she feels the tug to escape even further away, and encourages Meg and Lily to do the same. This book is also about loss and disappointment, about shame and hiding from the world, but then again it's about hope and redemption through friendships, how your friends can spur you on to live your best life, tell you hard truths, and push you to get over your issues. But An Afterlife for Rosemary Lamb is not all sunshine and lollipops. There are some very dark secrets and deep feelings of guilt and shame inside the three friends. There's abductions, illicit affairs, murder and more, and the twists, delivered subtly but with a devastating punch, kept me gasping until the end. So if you like strangely fascinating women, beautiful writing, small towns, terrible secrets, shame, and movies, I highly recommend An Afterlife for Rosemary Lamb by Louise Woolhunter. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.